Today's daf is daf Yud in Masechet Shemot, and we're still trying to work out the various shitot in the Mishnah. So we worked out how it is that the Chachomim learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Shmuel, and basically we were in the middle of Rabbi Shimon. Now, there were two approaches in Rabbi Shimon. Meanwhile, we're in the first approach of Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's actually an inversion. Remember that we learned originally Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda that the Si'irei Regalim and the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim are together mechaprim, same kapora, and that kapora is the kapora on Ashein ba Yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. As a matter of fact, the makor, according to him, was the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim. And the reason that he learned it out on the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim is because he darshaned chatat l'Hashem, a chet that only a God knows about. As to how the Si'irei HaRegalim are themselves also mechaper, that he learns out from the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim with Reb Chama ber Rabbi Chanina's drasha, which we brought only the first part so far, which is the extra vav that is said on all of the Sirim, U'Si'ir Echad, that U'Si'ir compares them all back to the previous, which brings you all the way back to Rosh Chodeshim. So now we know that the Si'irei Regalim Mechaper and Rosh Chodesh. Now Rabbi Shimon obviously starts from literally the opposite approach. According to him, it's Dafka Rosh Chodeshim that are not Mechaper, the Kapara that he claims. He does not darshan that Sa'ir LaHashem the way that Rabbi Yehuda darshaned. His mekor for how to understand the Sar of Rosh Chodesh actually comes from the one place where the Sar of Rosh Chodesh is addressed in terms of the Karbanos of Yom Kippur of all crazy things, which is the singular Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh, which was burnt on the Yom HaMiluyim, where Moshe Rabbeinu taines that Otana Tanacham Lasetet Avon HaEda learns out Avon HaEda from the Avon of the Tzitz, and therefore understands that the Seir of Rosh Chodeshim are Mechaprim on a Tohor Shachalat HaTameh, which is not Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav, technically. It's Binyan HaKodeshim, but it's not the actual din of being Metame as an Adam Tame, Mikdash HaKodesh. Now, of course, that throws a monkey wrench into the whole thing, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way that I knew the Si'irei Regalim or Mechaper is out of the Si'irei Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon Dafka takes the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim out of the equation by putting them into a completely different issue in which the person himself is Tahar and the Basar is Tameh. So he no longer can utilize the Uz Se'ir of Reb Chama Rabbi Chanina to teach me the din that the Si'irei HaRegalim are Mechaprim on Ein Bayadiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. Today, the Gemara wants to know, so where the heck does he know it from? That we didn't explain. Therefore, continues the Gemara today on the Tet Amud Beit, five lines up. Says the Gemara, okay, so you've showed me Ashkechan Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim, that they are Mechaprim on a Torah Shachar Zatameh, but you never proved to me that Si'irei Regalim are Mechaprim Hashem Bayadiyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. And this is now a riddle. I mean, no one, how would I know that from? Well, interestingly, even Rabbi Shimon knows that from Reb Chama Rabbi Chanina, obviously in a different way. So just like Reb Chama Rabbi Chanina said in Rabbi Meir, and remember that Rabbi Meir holds Kol HaSirim or Mechaprim the same Kapor, we learn one out from the other. That the Moker from that was the extra Vav that occurs ostensibly by all the Si'irei HaRegalim. Now we're going to see that it doesn't, as I mentioned to you. And in the end, he's going to need another Mekor for this. But it looked like, with a brief review of Parashat Pinchas, it looked like every Sa'ir said U'Sa'ir. Okay. So we thought this was good. So Sa'ir, U'Sa'ir, and that compared them all to each other. Rabbi Shimon also holds this to some extent. He holds Achinami, Sa'ir, U'Sa'ir, which means that we bring back Si'irei HaRegalim to Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim, just like Rabbi Yehuda said, but, not the way Rabbi Yehuda said. Because Rabbi Yehuda said it, Dafka, in the direction of being Mechapa She'en Bayadiyah Dol B'tchil V'lo B'sof. Of course, I can't say that to Rabbi Shimon, because according to me, that's not what the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim are Mechaprim on. However, I can make a more generalized comparison of the Si'irei HaRegalim to Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim as follows. I could say, Itkush Si'irei HaRegalim to Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim in a very broad sense, in that Ma'Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh B'milta the Kodesh Mechaprim, at least I can show you that in the same way that the Si'irei Rosh Chodesh are Mechaper on issues that have to do with Kodesh, that is to say, the Basar being Tameh and the person being Tahar. So in a very general sense, the Si'irei HaRegalim would also be Mechaper on something that has to do with Kodesh. I know that that's not enough. Let's take it step by step. So now, you'll turn around and you'll tell me, well, now wait, I mean, if we're comparing them, so then they should just do the same thing. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. They do the same thing. Of course, the same thing equals something else, according to him. But according to you, too, the Torah is comparing the two Seirim, so let them be Mechaper on the very thing that Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper on. That's what you'll say to me. I'm a step ahead of you there. Remember, even Rabbi Yehuda agreed that when it says in Moshe Rabbeinu's speech to Aharon, he said, "How could you have done this?" The Ota Natan Lachem. Ota means only Ota Natan Lachem Naset Et Avon HaEda. So that means there's only one thing that could be Naset Et Avon HaEda in the case of Achilat Basar Tameh. And that one thing is the Sar Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the Torah is specifically telling me that don't make the mistake of thinking that the hekesh of the regalim to Rosh Chodesh is meant to be a literal hekesh across the board. Because it says, Otah, there's only one possible kapara for a tohor shachalat tameh. So this isn't what it's for. So Otah naseyavon in acher naseyavon. Okay, so that leaves us with a number of options. Namely, it pushes us back into the more restricted set of Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. Now, Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav, what are the variants in Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav? We have Ein Bayadiya Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, which is what we're trying to get to. We have Yesh Bayadiya B'Tchila U'B'Sof. And then we have the two interims. We have Ein Bayadiya B'Tchila V'Yesh Bayadiya B'Sof, or Yesh Bayadiya B'Tchila Bayadiya B'Sof. Now, I want to show you that we are left without any options. Basically, we're going to come out with proving to you the only possible thing that's left is Ein Bayadiya B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, and that's why I hold that indeed the regalim are mechaper. And they can't be mechaper on some other thing, maybe, like you wanted to say, maybe Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayah, Shvi'ah Zavon, whatever, because for that I have the Hekesh that compares the set of the regalim to the set which the Rosh Chodesh is a member of. The Rosh Chodesh is a member of a broader set called Milei Dekeder. Within that set, we have also more restricted set of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha, where the person is Tameh. But you certainly can't go out of that into some other issue, like things that are Chataim, Gilui Arayah, Shvi'ah Zavon. That's not what we're talking about. So now, let's go through one by one. What are you going to tell me? You'll tell me, V'chitema Mechaper Ad Yom HaKippur. Why can we not say that the Kapara of the Regalim is the same as the Kapara that is done by the Seir of Yom HaKippurim? No. We can't say that, because remember, we darshaned that this is only lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatotam achat b'shana, which means kaparazo lo tehe ela achat b'shana. Okay? So that, it can't be related to the seirim that are brought on Yom Kippur. It can only be related to some other kapara in the set of Tumat Mikdash U'Kedoshav. Okay, so now I ask you, what's left to you? Figure it out. Am I mechaber? Is it on the case of Yesh Bayadiya B'Tchila V'Yesh Bayadiya B'Sof that is a bar korban all of Yoreit? So, I mean, we know what's mechaber on that. There's not going to be mechaber on that. If it's on the case of Yesh Bayadiya B'Tchila, the Ein Bayadiya B'Sof, well, we already proved that that is the kapara, or the tliya, of the Sar Nasa B'Fim in Yom HaKippurim, which is Tolan. And we know it can't be that because it's only kapara achat. Or achat b'shana. Yal she'ein ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'sof. No. That was the saranasa b'chutz in Yom Kippur Mechaper. And we've already shown that that is unique to Yom Kippur. You can't use that. So what's left? Al kor chachai no mechaper ela al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Now remember, the details of the Seirim of Yom HaKippurim being limited by Achat B'Shana or Kapara Achat requires an additional piece of information, which we've already discussed. Gemara sort of taken for granted, and that is, despite the fact that the Pasuk of Aita Zot Lachem is only referring to the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim, it's not referring to the Musafim, and therefore shouldn't have anything to do with this discussion anyway. However, remember that we darshaned Milvad Chatat HaKippurim, so that Milvad Chatat HaKippurim is actually a comparison of the Seir HaNasa B'Chutz, which is part of the Seder HaMusafim in Parashat Pinchas, and therefore the limitations that occur on the unique Karbonos for Yom HaKippurim that are not part of Parashat Pinchas, but that are part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in Parashat Acharei Mot, nonetheless impact the dinim of the Musafim of Yom HaKippurim because of that milvad chatata kippurim, which the Torah has to tell me besides. What do you mean besides? I'm talking about that. So besides mean that they're limited in the same way. So if this kapara is a one-time occurrence, then that means that the musaf of Yom Kippur is also a one-time occurrence. Musaf of Yom Kippur is what we're calling the Sar Nasa Bechut, and therefore we cannot compare the Sar Nasa Bechut with the other seirim in the parsha of the musafim. So now each thing has its own unique place, according to Rabbi Shimon, and this is the most specific approach, is Rabbi Shimon's approach. Rabbi Meir is the most generalized approach, that all the Sirim are Mechapa the same thing. Although, as we'll see, of course, he doesn't include the Saranasa B'fim, which is not part of this equation at all. It's a whole different type of argument. But, once again to review, starting off with Yesh Bayadiyah B'tchila V'Yesh Bayadiyah B'sof, that's a carbon all of a yari. Yesh Bayadiyah B'tchila V'Ein Bayadiyah B'sof, that's the Saradasa B'fnim. Ein Bayadiyah B'tchila V'Yesh Bayadiyah B'sof, that's the Saradasa B'chutz. Ein Bayadiyah Lo B'tchila V'Lo B'sof, that's any Sayer of any of the Regalim. And a Tahor Shachalat HaTameh, that is the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh. So then I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Each thing has its unique piece of the action of Kapara. Okay, so that concludes Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Meir, another Shita, who argues both with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The only difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is whether the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh and the Sayer of the Regalim are Mechapa the same Kapara, or whether there's a new Kapara of a Tahor Shachalat HaTameh. That's the Machlokes. Because otherwise they're agreed on all the other pieces. The only disagreement that we had there within that discussion is the Rabbi Yishmael. It's all different approach we didn't really discuss in the Mishnah. According to whom, Yeshba Yediyah Betchila is not necessary in order to bring this carbon. That's how we do the Mishnah. It's not going to leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. Because then you would never have said, Yediyah Satum and Shnayim Shein Arba, there would have been no concept of Alamas. It's a whole different issue. Okay, that's a completely different thing. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's approach within the context of Rabbi Akiva's approach, according to whom our Mishnah is said. We had so far the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the only minor difference between them, whether we're golesh to the other set of mili de kedesh, that is to say a tahor, shachalat atameh or not, that's all. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, holds that kol ha-si'irim kaparatan shava. And we're going to see that kaparatan shava does not mean the Sayer Anasa Bifnim. It means only the Seirin that are mentioned in Parashat Pinchas. So, here we finally get to Reb Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina's drasha that we've used already twice, because we applied in both to Rabbi Yehuda and to Rabbi Shimon, each one contextually, as to how we know to compare Seirei HaRegalim to Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, correct? At last, this is the Makor of Reb Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina. He wanted to explain Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds kol ha-sirim kaparatan shava. Om Rabbi Meir bar Rabbi Chanina my time. Rabbi Meir. Om akra seir. U-seir. So u-seir is always an additional word that relates this seir to the one before it. Hukshu kol ha-sirim zelazeh. Through the idea of vav mosif alinyan rishon. Now originally, the Gemara held, kasalka da'atech, that when we say Mosif Alinyan Rishon is that it's going back to the one immediately before. So in other words, we learn Pesach Seir, last day of Pesach Seir, Shavuos Seir, which of course really doesn't work out because by Atzeret it does not say U-Seir, but we're pretending that it says Seir. And we move on each one of the Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, so on U-Seir. But that's a problem, because if we're learning Kosalka Da'atech Kochad V'chad Michavri Gomar, then that would mean we're being Makish Pesach, Rosh Chodesh, Shvi Yishol Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Atzeres the Pesach, Am Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaTorah Kula Lemedim Lamad Milamad. The problem is, even though normally you could take any of the Limudim of the Torah, put them together. Okay, so you start off with a Hekesh, learn out one Hekesh from another Hekesh, and so on. Right? Heina, Heina, Zima, Zima, that's fine. I got no problem with that, except in one point. Chutz mikodashim she'in lebedim lamad milamad. This is pure kodashim. So how could we learn one hekesh and now apply a second hekesh to it? No, halakash. That's a misunderstanding. Kulu mikama gemara. Actually, each one of these is meant to go back to its primal makor. You want to learn out the Rosh Chodesh Tatamei, Useir, back to Rosh Chodesh. You want to learn out Ein bayadiyah lo betchila v'lo besof, Useir now goes, and so on and so forth, depending on who sheet you hold up. So therefore, we go all the way back to each one. Now, wait a minute. this doesn't work. Tenav kol dekatav beusir. This is all very nice in cases where it does say usir echad. But how about where it doesn't say usir? And there are two cases where it does not say usir, atzeret and Yom Kippurim, where over there it just says seir echad. Lo katav beusir. Minolan, so how did they get into now into this parasha? Because Aliba, Rabbi Meir, remember that Yom Kippurim, meaning the Sar Nasa Pachutz of Yom Kippurim, which appears in Parashat Pinchas, is also part of this equation. It's also mechaper on everything that the other ones are mechaper on. So how do you explain that? Elam, Rabbi Yonah, it is not the Usir. It's really the Hekesh that occurs at the end in Parashat Pinchas, after listing all of the Musafim. So it says, Eile ta'asu la'ashem b'mo'adechem, levad b'nidrechem, b'nidvotechem, and so on and so forth. So the Eile ta'asu la'ashem b'mo'adechem implies that hukshu kol ha'mo'adim, all zelazeh. Wait a minute, you said Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not called a Moed, is it? So what are you going to do about Rosh Chodesh? Now don't tell me just because Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in Parashat Pinchas, so is Shabbos. Is the Yom HaShabbat, right? So is the Tamidim of every day. Tzavet b'nei Yisrael, the Yom HaTaliyah. But Korban Yilach Mi? You're certainly not saying Eilat HaSul HaShem HaMoadechem is going all the way back on the Korban Tami. It's not going back on Shabbos. Why should it go back on Rosh Chodesh? So what? But it's not Moadechem. Answer is Abaye, it is Moadechem. Says the Gemara, Ivra, indeed, Rosh Chodesh Nami Yikri Moed. There is a clear raya from the Pesuk that Rosh Chodesh is called Moadim. Kiryom Rabaye. Yom Rabaye, how did it work out that Leil Tish'a B'Av was the night of Bechiya L'Dorav? It only works out that way if the Meraglim came back on the 8th of Av. And then that night, it says, Balailo, that night, everybody was Be'ech. The problem is that normally Tammuz would have been only 29 days. The 30th day would have already, so that means it should have been the 10th of Av. But what happened is, Amra Bayit, Tammuz da'i shatamu yu'a ma'yu'a. Actually, Tammuz that year had an extra day. And we see that in the Pasuk. Dichtiv, kara alay mo'ed lishbor bachurai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mo'ed of Rosh Chodesh a day later in order to break the children of Klal Yisrael on that night of Tisha B'Av. So memela, in order, obviously simple meaning is kara alay mo'ed. Simple meaning is that Rosh, is that Tisha B'Av is the mo'ed lishbor bachurai. However, when you say kara alay mo'ed, that's Mikra Kodesh has to go back to Rosh Chodesh. So how does it refer to Rosh Chodesh? It must be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that Moed work out to be the 9th of Av. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Rabbi Meir, the Sora Nasa Biflim, let's get this straight. Rabbi Meir, when he said Kol HaSeirim, he meant literally Kol HaSeirim, he meant Kol HaSeirim HaKtuvim B'Parshat HaMusafim. But he did not mean the Sora Nasa Biflim. Meida Rabbi Meir, the son has a bifnim, eino mechaper kaparatan, vehein einan mechaprim kaparato. There's no way that Rabbi Meir would have said that al ein ba yediya besof, yesh ba yediya betchila, that the others are mechaper on, nor would he have said that the soyer anase bifnim on Yom Kippur is mechaper on a Torah shachlas atamei, or in a case of ein ba yediya lo betchila velo besof. There's no question that that particular carbon is left out entirely from this discussion. And we know this from the pasuk. Who eino mechaper kaparatan? How do I know that there is no way that the soyer anase bifnim, the pairing of the Sa'ira Mishtaleah, is certainly not mechaper the kapara, that they are mechaper? And that's because, remember, we were Derech, the Pasuk of kapara achat. So lechaper achat b'shana. So we darshan kapara lechaper achat. So kapara achat mechaper, ve'eno mechaper shtei kapara. So therefore, it's limited to a single kapara, the kapara that we learned out, which was ein ba yediya yesh ba yediya betchila, ve'ein ba yediya besof. Furthermore, we also know that hein einan mechaperim kaparato, nor is any other sawyer of the regalim, Rosh Chodesh, I don't care what you have, is not mechaper. Even the kapara of Rosh of Yom Kippur itself is not mechaper, the same kapara of yesh ba yediya betchila ve'ein ba yediya besof. How do I know that? Because it says achat b'shana. This kapara could take place once a year and only once a year. If you're going to have the Seirei HaRegalim, being mechaberes can take place many times a year. So the very fact that the Torah says this is one singular kapora works in both directions. Nothing else can be mechaberes again once there's the kapora of Rosh of Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is only mechaper b'fnim kapora achat. And we can prove that from a braita that Rabbi Yochanan is absolutely correct because of the very conspicuous way that the following braita leaves out of the equation in explaining Rabbi Meir the din of the Seir HaNa'aseh B'Dim on Yom Kippur. Note, look at the lashon of the braita. Al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. V'al she'ein ba yediyah b'tchila of a yeshva yediyah b'sof, which is, of course, the Seir HaNa'aseh b'chutz. V'al tohor she'achalat atameh. On those three things, the Sirei HaRegolim, the Sirei Rosh HaKadoshim, the Seir HaNa'aseh B'chutz, are all mechaperim, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now note, conspicuously left out are two things. In the list of the mechaperim, the Seir HaNa'aseh B'fnim is missing. Yehu Seir HaNa'aseh B'fnim, Shaira. Furthermore, the kapara that is an asa b'fnim, namely, al sheyesh ba yediyah b'tchila, ve'ein ba yediyah b'sof, doesn't say a word about that. Now, why do you think that? I'll tell you why. Because of the drosha of achat b'shana and kaper achat. That's why. Now you'll say, but if that's true, have we not said up until now that milvad chatata kippurim tells me that whatever I apply of kapara achat is true also on the Seir HaNa'aseh B'chutz? So how does he get away with including the Seir HaNa'aseh B'chutz because it's part of the Parashat HaMusafim and comparing it to the Eilat Ta'asul Hashem B'mo'adechem, where the Torah is specifically telling you the Milvat Chatat HaKippurim is the same halacha on the Seir HaNa'aseh B'chutz? And he should have only compared the Regolim to Rosh HaKadosh. So the most that Rabbi Meir should have said is that Seirei HaRegolim and Seirei Rosh HaKadoshim are mechaperim on Ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof plus Tohar She'achalat HaTameh. How does he have the right to throw in She'ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, which was limited to the Seir HaNa'aseh B'chutz on Yom Kippur, which through the Pasuk Bilvad Yom HaKippurim might as well have said Kapara Achat there too? So clearly, Rabbi Meir holds that the simple meaning of the verse of Achat B'Shana is only on the Seir HaNa'aseh B'fnim. I'll say Milvat Chatat HaKippurim means it also is Mukash to the Seir of the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Let me ask you something. What's more reasonable? The implications of the Hekesh that says Milvat or the direct Hekesh that says Eilat Asul HaShem? So in other words, on the one hand, the Torah is comparing the commonality of Mardechem. On the other hand, it's saying besides. And besides is a very left-handed hekesh. So therefore, Taina's Rebbe Meir, the straightforward Eilat Asul Hashem Mardechem, is more powerful to the implications of Milvat Chatat HaKippurim. Memela, he says, it's more important to compare the kapara of all of the musafir one to another than to accept that Mevat Chatat HaKippurim removes the musaf of Yom Kippur from the Parashat HaMusafim. Fine. So now we have, again, we could see now it's starting to fit in so beautifully how these various shitot view the psukim from different ways, each one of them indeed take into consideration the interplay between these various parshias and these various sugyas, and with very minor, subtle differences, end up with a different appreciation of the interrelationship of the four or five, we're going to get to, different kaparot that we've been discussing here so far. Are we asking a philosophical question here? I will give you an answer, Beremes. Okay, but only Beremes. We don't have time to discuss it. What is the name of the Seder of Taharot in the Pasuk that the Gemara uses in Shabbos to define each one of the Sedarim by one word? V'haya, Amunat Itecha, Chosen Yeshuot, Chochmat, Ve. Thank you. Here's your answer. Obviously, Yediot is only Nogea Tum'ah. If a Tum'at Mikdash V'Kedoshav directly relates to Da'at. Why that's true? We must consider. Okay, but it's obvious that the issue of Tum'ah V'Tayra is kosher to Da'at, which of course is kosher to Death, which is the mocker of the Yitzhadat in the first place, which is where Tum'ah V'Tayra comes from. So you can put all that in your pipe, smoke it with a cup of rye borscht tea, and together with all the other philosophers, work it out. Fine. So this brings us up now to the end of Rebbe Meir. Next piece. The Mishnah now goes back to discuss Rebbe Shimon. The reason it goes back is because we're going to have now the conversation between Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe, which we didn't want to get into in the first listing in the Mishnah. So then it goes ahead and it says, Haya Rebbe Shimon Omer, Sire Roshei Chadashim, Mechaprim al Tahor Shachal Atamein. Okay, now, of course, the question is, once we've already seen that, according to Rabbi Shimon, we have to be makish. Because that was the only way that we knew that the Seire HaRegolim are also being Isaac in the set of Mila Dakota, the broader set. So now we want to speak out, and I must warn you that this is going to sound rather repetitive. The reason, however, that we're doing this in this discussion is because we're already preparing you for the discussion to come. Namely, the other sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Remember that the other sheet in Rabbi Shimon has Rabbi Shimon saying that each one of the Seirim is an additional kapara. The problem with it being an additional kapara, this has to strike you right away. In each of these cases, whether we were talking about Avon Ha'ida, or Ota Natan Lachem, or Kapara Achat, or Achat B'Shana, we had a list of exclusiveness. Now, if you don't hold of the exclusiveness, then you should come out like Rebbe Meir, which is a homogeneous, all of the Regolim or B'Chaprim tells, okay? Except for the Yom Kippurim. Fine. But if you hold of the exclusiveness, you're going to be left with a problem of how do you create a one-way valve. How can Rabbi Shimon be saying the next level adds to the previous level, but it does not compare it to the previous level to allow the previous level to be bechaper on it? So to wit, the Regolim are going to be bechaper on what Rosh Chodesh is bechaper plus. Yom Kippur is going to be bechaper on what the Regolim and Rosh Chodesh were bechaper on plus. But you keep going up, but what's to prevent the valve from going in both directions? Either it is Akish or isn't it. Either you darshan the uniqueness of the Achat B'Shana, the same way you darshan Kaparacha, or you darshan Otan Natan Lachem for Avon Ha'edah. But how do you get only one direction? It's because of that the Gemara is now going to pretend, as Tosis points out, we know all of this, but we want to show you which step is more difficult. If you understand which step is more difficult, you'll be able to easily understand why it is in the next sheet of Rabbi Shimon that the more difficult step wasn't taken. And when you don't take the more difficult step, it turns out that you end up with a one-way valve. And that's what we're looking for. So this is going to sound funny, because we already know the answer to the questions that we're going to ask. And we're setting it up as if something is known, but something isn't known. That as if becomes the key to understanding the further approach of Rebbe Shimon.
Didn't you say that we learn everything from Rosh Chodesh and not from one from another?
No, we said that each one serves as the primary source of whatever it is offering to all the others. Yes, not only to Rosh Chodesh. Only for Tahor Shachal HaTameh. Each one is compared to whatever it needs to be compared to. Fine, but if you go back to compare also to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, of Yom Kippur, Asha'en Bayadiyah lo betchila v'lo besof. So you'd include that too, like Rabbi Meir does. But we'll go back. Mutami and Rabbi Meir, we said that. The Usa'ir, Usa'ir. That was his primary location, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. All right, so now we're asking, Bishlama, the Roshei Chodeshim lo mechaper et regalim. I understand why in the original version of Rabbi Shimon, the Roshei Chodeshim are not mechaper the kapara on the regalim. And that's because we darshan it from Avon. We darshan Avon Echad. Unosei, en unosei shnei avonot. This explains why the Sar of Rosh Chodesh will not be mechaper more than one kapara, namely Tahor Shachal HaTameh. Because it's not nosei, shnei avonot. But I don't understand why the other way around isn't true. Why don't we say the Regalim should be mechaper on the Roshei Chodeshim? Well, I mean, the truth is we answered both of those things at the same time. Yesterday, we said Ota. We darshan the same thing. Ota natan Hashem lachem laset et avon ha'idah. The same moment that we darshan avon ha'idah, right? And yet we're pretending, well, I don't know that part, I only know this part. Why are we doing that? Because indeed in the next approach of Rabbi Shimon, we only know one part, not the other part. And that's why we want to separate it out to make it very clear to you that one thing is more reasonable than the other thing. Because when we're talking about Ota, Ota is nothing but a pronoun. That's all, in a sense. So it's an object of a preposition that you want to now be Dorish. Ota and only ota if I'm going to be talking about now a preposition, referring back to something. But that's a prepositional phrase which is a simple way in which I need to refer to something. I'm using it now as a reference back to it. Doesn't even appear. So the prepositional phrase becomes the pronoun, which includes now the object of the preposition, which is her, it, and only. And that little hey. You want to darshan that hey? That's much more problematic than darshaning avon. And we want you to see that, because the end result is that there's a shita that indeed holds we'll darshan avon, but we won't darshan ota. And that will allow a one-way valve here, so that you won't be able to now slash back with the kapara of the regalim to Rosh Chodesh, but you will be able to take the kapara of Rosh Chodesh and include it and build on it in the kapara of the regalim. And that's why we present it this way, and we're going to do this again in a moment on another drasha, also for the same reason. Answers the Gemara Makra, Ota no se avon ve'in achar no se avon. Okay, and I have the same problem with the regalim. Bish lama de regalim lo mechaper adio akipurim. I understand why the regalim cannot be mechaper in the original approach of Rabbi Shimon on Yom Kippur. Because we darshan achat bishana. Kaparazo lo te'ela achat bishana. I don't understand why Yom Kippurim should not be mechaper also on the regalim. So why don't we say the Yom Kippurim the chaper on the regalim as well? Because Omar Kro Achat. So Vichiper Achat Achat Kapara Achat Mechaper. Veino Mechaper Shte Kaparot. Now again we're going to see why that drasha ends up being more difficult to accept than the original drasha, and therefore it becomes a one-way valve also. And I will hint to you in advance why that drasha is more problematic. Because that drasha says Al Karnotav. So the Kapara is Al Karnotav Achat. That Al-Karnotav limits it to a din in the Mizbeach, not the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and not to anything else. And therefore, it's not really applicable to anything that we darshan outside, even if you hold up Milvat Chatat HaKippurim. So this answers the Gemara now. Well, you should know that's because Achat Kapara Achat and Mechaper Shtei Kaparot. Okay. Asks the Gemara, and this makes it even clearer to us. V'akiktiv Achat B'Seir HaNaseh B'Fnim Hudekhtiv. I thought that word achat is referring to the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim, and you're applying it to the Seir of the Musafim, which is the Seir HaNaseh Bachutz. How do you get that? Well, Omar Kro Milvat Chatat HaKippurim, remember, which is Makish, the Chitzon, to the Pnimi. Comes along now Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and redefines Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Amir Mishmo, that each one is Mosif Alav. Let's go back to the Mishnah, actually, because yesterday when we reviewed the Mishnah, we left out that piece. And that is now, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishmo. This is now about one-third of the way down on Beit Amud Beit. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishmo. The correct way of stating Rabbi Shimon's position is as follows. Sirei Roshei Chadashim, they begin the lowest level of Kapara. Tahor Shechalat HaTameh. The regalim add to that, but include that, Mosif aleihem shel regalim, derem bechaprim tor shechalat hatameh, plus, ein ba'yidiyah lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof. Yom HaKippurim, meaning the Seir HaNaseh b'chutz, adds to that. It's bechaprim tor shechalat hatameh, it's bechaprim ein ba'yidiyah lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof, and it adds the additional new kapor of ein ba'yidiyah b'tchilah, avo yesh ba'yidiyah b'sof. So they have three levels. One adds to the next. And again, that must mean that there's got to be a one-way valve somewhere that explains how it is we could add in one direction and not be makish back in the other direction. So we immediately see our work is set out for us. And therefore, the Gemara is immediately concerned. Now, why is this only working one way? Now, wait a second now. You just made it clear that this valve works in both directions. So why are you ready to say that Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper on the regalim? You said because it says avon. Avon means avon echad, and not more than that. Okay, avon echad no say, ein no say shnei avonot. But in the same pasuk, it also says otanatan lachem. So it should work in the other direction also. The regalim should also nami lo nechaper the Rosh Chodesh. They shouldn't be able to add. They should only have their unique kapora. How could they also be mechaper on what Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on, namely on the Torah Shel Achat HaTameh? Does it not say ota that ota unosei avon? Only this korban is nosei the avon of achilas baser tameh. And nothing else. The inacher no se avon. Nothing else carries this particular avon. So how do you see that it adds? It has to be unique. No. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the drasha of Ota, as we explained. Ota lo mashmale. Why would that be unique? There's nothing extra about the word Ota. It's the way in which a pasuk refers to something aforementioned. That's all it's saying. The aforementioned korban. It's you are trying to focus on the object of the preposition and making it such a big deal. Okay, fine. And the next problem, you see how well this ties into the drasha that we just did in the first Rebbe Shimon. You can now see clearly. You don't need Tosis to point this out to you. It's obvious what the Gemara is doing. Oh, Tosis asks us the kasha. Didn't we already say this? Why is this one? I mean, it's much more than that. It's the entire approach of the Gemara. It's not a kasha. So now, Maishna, why is it that when it comes to the regalim, you're willing to accept that the regalim are not mechaper on the kapor of Yom HaKippurim, namely, asha'in ba yediyah betchil v'yesh ba yediyah besof. I understood that the reason for that was achat b'shana. So that kapor is a unique kapor. It can only be done once a year. We apply that also to milvat chatat HaKippurim, even to the Muslim Yom Kippur. Okay, but darn it, it works in both directions, doesn't it? Yom HaKippurim should not be able to be mechaper the kapor of the regalim for the same reason. Because it says kapara achat mechaper. You know mechaper shtei kaparot? So it's the same exact thing. V'chiper Aaron achat b'shana midam chatat HaKippurim. Says the Gemara. No, that part of the drasha he doesn't believe. Achat mamash mali. Why not? Am I? Because if you look at the pasuk carefully, you see that the achat that is written only on the Sar Nasa Bifnim. What do you mean? Wait a minute. It's only said on the Sar Nasa Bifnim. You could have said the same thing that you just said a minute ago. You said the reason the regalim are not mechaper on Yom HaKippurim is because it says achat. But Yom HaKippurim, the kapara achat, was said only on the Sar Nasa Bifnim. You said that's okay. We'll apply it even to the Musaf. Now all of a sudden, when it gets inconvenient to you, now all of a sudden it doesn't apply to the Musaf. Make up your mind. You could have said the same thing, regalim nami, mechaper on Yom HaKippurim. Because when it says achat, it's referring to the Sar Nasa Bifnim. No. Yeah, let me clarify what I'm saying. Achat is certainly mash, but it's not that I disagree with achat. And I certainly do agree that milvad chatat HaKippurim means that normally it would be applicable even to the Sar Nasa Bachutz. The reason that this drasha cannot be applied to the Sar Nasa Bachutz is very simple. Read the pasuk, darn it. Shani achad yom hakra v'chiper Aaron al karnotav achat b'shana. Which karnotav? What are we talking about? Karnotav and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the pasuk is coming along specifically to say, this, when I say kapara achat b'chaper, it's only in terms of Mizbeach HaPnimi kapara achat b'chaper v'enim b'chaper shtei kaparot. But the Sar Nasa Bachutz, which has nothing to do with karnotav of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, is left out of this equation. And therefore, the chitzon, why not? Even two kaparot. Therefore, we end up with a one-way valve. Because it's only going to only the first drasha, achat b'shana will apply. Where does it say karnotav? But the v'chiper karnotav does not imply anything about the Sar Nasa Bachutz. By the way, there are two ways of understanding it. The gross way of understanding it is that since the pasuk stresses karnotav, it's simply saying do not apply this to a soyer which doesn't have karnotav. So therefore it doesn't apply to Sar Nasa Bachutz. The more sophisticated way of applying, this is about Marcus Rishon, how to understand it, is that there is no comparison to the Sayyid. There's only a comparison of Karnotam Izbeah. And therefore, there's no basis for even thinking that this should apply Bechut. Not because I need a Miyat, but because I'm no longer stressing the Novat Khatata Kippurim. I have to see the stress in terms of the Mizbeah, and it doesn't exist outside. So how can I think that it means now to be Makish? Okay, but in either event, it's clear we end up with a one-way valve. The Kapora can occur once a year, but this idea that it's only Mechaper one thing, not Mechaper the other thing, something else. Omar Rula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now what we're about to do is start what appears to be a completely new, unrelated sugya, and indeed it is. The only reason that we're bringing it up here is because of a tangential implication of our Mishnah, which has immediate application to this sugya that we're going to bring up. See? So don't let it get... We have finished our analysis of the Mishnah. It's great. We know everybody's idea about every one of these variable karbonas, kaporas, bifnim, bachutz, where the yediyah is, where there's no yediyah, the person being tame, the bus being tame, everything is just as clear as could possibly be. Now we take a little waltz through a different sugya for a moment, just for fun. So Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tmidim Shelo Utzrichu LeTzibur Nivdin Tmimi. If you have, and you always have, there's always going to be Tmidim that are left over, because you need to have a minimum of 4 Tla'im that are Mavukarim in the Lishkata Tla'im at all times. The problem is that at the end of a year, when it comes now, the new fiscal year in Nisan, so then we darshanat from Achodesh Azalachem that Chadesh, let's start afresh and bring the Karbanot from the new Trumat Alishka, from the Machtzit HaShekel that was brought during the previous Adar. And now we're going to start buying our Karbanot Tzibur with fresh funding from this year. So this is this year's Karbanot. What do we do with the leftover of last year's Karbanot? Because we always have extra in order to always have the supply of Tbidim, the Ramavukarim. What we do with them, says Rabbi Yochanan, is very simple. We're poda them, even poda them. They don't have a mum. It's okay. For this purpose, Karbanot Tmidim, we could be poda. Later on, we're going to see how such thing is possible. We're poda them, and we buy them back now with the money from the new truma. So we end up using those karbanos, but we budget for them out of next year's budget. So it's basically a trick. We take money of chulin, pay to the kedusha of the karban on the money of chulin, then go to the truma's halishka, and we buy back these chulin animals so that now they become kodesh from the money of the new truma's halishka. Now, those to be named are niftin to me. Yosef Rabba v'karmel ala shmaitata. Rabba was saying this over, and Rav Chista heard him, and Rav Chista said, no normal human being would listen, not to you, and not to your rabbi that you're quoting. This is absolutely out of your mind. Man sayit l'chal, Rav Yochanan Rabba, what normal person would ever listen to this nonsense? V'chi kedusha shabem, leichan alcha. I don't understand what you're saying. Take a carbon that has kedusha zaguf, bipoda it on money. Where did kedusha go to? I understand. How did it disappear? Kedusha is not redeemable without a mum. You can't lose Kedusha by pretending that it goes on money. This is ridiculous. I don't care, temporary, not temporary. There's no mechanism. What are you, an accountant?
Yes.
You can tell that to the IRS or to Mas Hakhnasa. You can't tell it to the Gizbor of Kedush. Oh, my lay. So now, Rabbi said, now hold on a minute. At Lotis, bro? You yourself do not have to agree. The law amrina that there's no such rule as you quoted. Quote, Kedusha Shabbat Le'echan Alcha. May forget about it. You don't like Rabbi Yochanan. How about a Mishnah, huh? What are you going to do about a Mishnah? But it's not. Motar HaKitoret. Now, there was always leftovers of the Kitoret. By definition. First of all, there's leftovers of the Kitoret because of the fact that the Kohen Gadol is given now enough to do Chanifa on Yom HaKippurim on, Chafina on Yom HaKippurim on, and it's never, his hands are never big enough to be chofing the entire 3 monies that are given to him. There's always going to be left over. And indeed, as the Mishnah points out, once every 60 or 70 years, depending on the size of the Kohanim Gedolim during that period, there was enough for the Shiraim to equal half of the entire Ketoret. Right? There's always leftover. Not to mention the fact that there's always leftovers, or almost always leftovers in a normal year, because how many manot do we make? 365 keneged yemot hachama. But in a normal lunar year, you're going to have a lot left over. Now, obviously, the whole point is that it's going to equal out. I mean, that's what it's for. But there's going to be many years that you're going to have to deal with the issue of how do I get the Kedusha, the fresh Kedusha, on the Ketoret to be able to use for this year. This is the same issue. Let's not look at Rabbi Yochanan making this up out of whole cloth. Here you've got a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, what do we do with it? So the Mishnah says what we do is like this. Motar Ketor Mayosinba. What we do is mafrishin. What we do is, it should not say mafrishin mimena, because we do not take the ketoret directly to give for the costs of making the ketoret. And the reason for that is that in order to be poda, you need to be poda on an object, not on an abstraction, the value of the work. So I cannot be poda, the physical ketoret, on the value of the work. I can be poda value on value, but I can't be poda thing on value. So what we did, leave out that word mimena, scratch that. Mafrishin schar ha'omanim. So we take out the schar ha'omanim. We take that out from the lishka, from the trumat ha'lishka. The taxes of the shkalim cover the schar of the omanim. So we set that aside. Now, we then take that money, which is now chulin, okay, because we've given it to the omanim, and now it was yotzei l'chulin because it paid for their work. Then we're mechalel the ketoret on that money, on the ma'ota omanim. And then we give that ketoret to the omanim, which is now not kodesh anymore, because it was mechulal on the money that we had given them originally. Then we buy it back from them with the truma chadasha, so that it is now the same ketoret, but with the new fiscal year that is paid for the ketoret, so that everybody's happy. The omanim get their money in cash, the ketoret gets bought with the new trumat alishka, and we can go back to sleep peacefully. Excuse me, I hate to point this out to you, Rav Chista, but the Mishnah doesn't think that there's a problem of kedush ha'shaban leichan alcha. So you want to attack the Mishnah too? Forget about attacking Rabbi Yochanan. Mamai, name of kedush ha'shaban leichan alcha. Come on, man, you got to be kidding. Ketoret ka'amar, you bring me a riot from the ketoret of the Tamidim. What's the connection? Shine ketoret, dekedushat damimu. How did the ketoret get to be kodesh bekedushat aguf? It's not kodesh bekedushat aguf. It was money. People dedicated this for money. It doesn't have, like anything else that's brought other than an animal that you can actually assign for the mizbeach. That's Kaddish B'Kiddushas Haguf by definition. I give it to the Mizbeach. Over here, it's not going to be Kaddish B'Kiddushat Haguf until such time as it's put into some Kli Kodesh. The Machteshet grinder, per se, is not considered to be a Kli Sharet to be given Kiddushat Haguf. And therefore, of course, I have no problem with this. Everybody knows that you could certainly take Kiddushat Damim and transfer it between one Kiddush and another. That's not a problem. You just did that right up here, up front, when we took the money from the Trumat HaLishka to pay for the Omanim. Please, I asked you about Kedushat HaGuf. We're talking about Kedushat HaMizbeach, not Kedushat HaMim. The animals that you said, when the Lishkat HaTla'im, you don't get more Kedushat HaGuf than those animals. How in the world were you, Hoda, according to Rabbi Yochanan, animals with Kedushat HaGuf without a mum to make them chulin, to allow you to buy them back with this little tachsis, buying them back from the Truma Chadasha, they never were chulin to buy them back with. That's what I object to, and we shall see how we get out of this problem tomorrow. You cannot buy a korban that is roy for the Mizbeach without the Mizbeach grabbing it. There is no way to take a behema that is a tmima and try to make it Kedushas Domi. It's Eino Yotzi Bidei Mizbeach. The Mizbeach now is able to grab that, since it's Roy for the Mizbeach, and it becomes now Kedushat HaGuf. That's in general a rule. Not to mention the fact that with Pashtus, it was given for that purpose anyway. We never tried to make these Karbonas Kedushas Domi. We'll see. You're on the right track, and you're thinking exactly the way a Gizbar would think, that accounting training is being put to good use. Well, let the Gemara work it out, the details. Ashkechan si'irei roshei chadashim nebechapri ator shochel azatomei. But si'irei regalim nebechapri Hashem ba'yidi alo b'tchilu v'lo b'sof. Where do you get that from? Kiryom Reb Chama b'Rabbi Chanina sa'ir u si'ir okina mesir u si'ir. V'itkush si'irei regalim nesirei roshei chadashim. Ma si'irei roshei chadash b'milta de kodesh b'chapri. Av si'irei regalim b'milta de kodesh b'chapri. V'chi tema, why milta de kodesh? Why not exactly the same thing? The chapra ad rosh chodesh. Well, amrin an ota, ota no se avon, eino akher no se avon of this particular type. V'chi tema, why not be mechaper also on Yom Kippurim? No, says achat b'shana. Kapara zolotei al achat b'shana. So what's left, my friend? Amay mechapre. Yal sheyesh b'yedi b'tchilo v'yesh b'yedi b'sof. I bar korban of a korban all the yore. Yal sheyesh b'yedi b'tchilo v'yesh b'yedi b'sof. You're left with no choice. by a process of elimination. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Asirim Kaparatan Shava, Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, my time in Rabbi Meir, Omer across Seir, Usir, Hukshu Kol Asirim Zalaze, and the Vav is Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, which we took initially, Kazaka Daita Kol Chad Mechad Mechavre Goma, which leaves us with the problem of Rabbi Yochanan's rule, that Kol Atarah Kol Lamedim Lomad Milomad, and we need to clarify that, of course, Olokasha, what we mean to say is Kula Mikama Gemare, each one according to its primal source. So Tena Kodakata Be Usir, but it doesn't say that on all of them, now does it? How about Atzeres? How about Yom Kippurim, where it does not say Usir? How do we know that they're part of the equation? Elam Rabiona, it's really the Pasuk of Elat Asul Hashem Moadechem, which is actually Hukshu Kol HaMoadim Zelazel. For Rosh Chodesh, you said, is included? It's Lav Moed. No, it is. Rosh Chodesh Nam Yikra Moed. Yom Rabbayat Tammuz Da'ishat B'Liyum Al Yulu. Dechtiv Kara Alay Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Modi Rabbi Meir, of course, that the Sar Nasabifnim is not Mechaper Kaparatan, and Einin on Mechaprim Kaparato. Who in on Mechaper Kaparatan Kaparachat Mechaper and Mechapishte Kaparat? Einin on Mechaprim Kaparato, that's because Omar Krachat Bishana, Kaparazolote Alachat Bishana. In fact, that becomes clear in the Braita Tanina Meachi. Al Shein by Yedia lo Betchila, Velo Besov, Vial Shein by Yedia Betchila, Vyesh by Yedia Besov, Vial Tohor Shachalatatamei. Sirei Aregalim, Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, V'Sirei Nazabachutz are all Mechaprim, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Note that it very conspicuously leaves out the Sirei Nazabifnim, Shirei, and it also leaves out the Kapara, the Sirei Nazabifnim. Doesn't say anything about Yesh Vayadiyah B'Tchil Vayim Vayadiyah B'Sol, for a very good reason, the one that Rabbi Yochanan just pointed out. Hayar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechaprim, Al Tohar Shalchalat Atamei. So I understand why Rosh Chodeshim are not Mechaper Regalim, because we darshan Avon. Avon Echad and Azen Hatzishnei Avonot. Why are the Regalim not Mechaper on Rosh Chodeshim? Well, that's because of Otan. Otan Nosei Avon, Vein Acher Nosei Avon in this issue. Bishlam and the Regalim lo Mechaper and Yom Kippur and Yom Grachat Bishana. Kapara Zolotei Alakat Bishana. Why would Yom Kippur not be Mechaper on Regalim? Because it says achat, kaparachat mechaper, eno mechaper shtei kaparot. But that word is talking about the Sirei Nazabifnim. It's not referring to Sirei Nazabichutz. We're not even discussing the Sirei Nazabifnim. Ah, but you forget amakra milvar chatat hakipurim, which is makish the chitzon to the pnimi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishmo. Wait a minute. So you're talking about a one-way valve that's going only up. From Rosh Chodesh to Regalim to Yom Kippur. I mean, how do you get that? Ma'ishan Rosh Chodeshim lo mechaper Regalim. You already said Avon Echad Unosein Unosishnei Avonot. But that worked in the other direction also. Regalim Nami lo mechaper Rosh Chodeshim because of the stress on Ota. Ota Unosei Avon. Then Acher Unosei Avon in this particular Avon. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold in this version. Rabbi Shimon lo mashmal is Ota. Okay, and what about the Yom Kippur presence here? I mean, Maishan Regalim, Arnav Bechaper Yom Kippur, we said, Achat B'Shana, we can only do this Kapara once a year. But why can't we say the other way around? Yom Kippur should not be Mechaper on the Ein Bayadiyah B'Tchila, Ein Bayadiyah B'Sof, or on the Regalim, because Achat K'tiv, which is, it only has the opportunity to be Mechaper Achat, not two Kaparot. No, I don't dash in Achat. What do you mean you don't dash in Achat? Certainly dash in Achat. I mean, is it because the Kiktiv of Achat Besar Nasim Ifnim Kiktiv? And then you could say the same thing that the Regalim, you just told me the opposite. We could have the Regalim being Mechaper Yom HaKippurim, because the Yom HaKippurim that we wanted to be Mechaper on is on the Chatat HaChutz of the Musafim of Yom HaKippurim. Now you're telling me, well, the Achat is only referring to the Besar Nasim Ifnim. Now you got to change your mind about it, what you said a minute ago. Sorry. Liolam Achat, yes. So Achat is mashmalay. The point is that Shinei Acha, the Omer Akov v'chiper Arona Karnotav. Note, Karnotav Achat B'Shana. It's Karnotav. Which Karnot is it referring to? the Mizbeach HaPtimi. Zvekardot of the Mizbeach HaPtimi. There and only there. Do we say kapara machat bechaper v'ne machat b'shtei kaparot? But on the chitzon, which is not coming for karnatav of the mizbeach abdimi, so then afilo shtei kaparot. Omar v'lom Rabbi Yochanan to be dim shelo v'tzukot tzibur nivdim tmimim yativ rabba v'kamal al hashmaitza. Omar Rav Chista, are you out of your mind? Man tzayit v'chal Rabbi Yochanan Rabba. This is nonsense. V'chikud shashem ben leichan alcha. Omar, what do you mean? That there ain't no such animal as Kedusha Shemem Leichan Alcha. What about the Mishnah? Atanam Motar Ktoret Mayosimba Mafrishin Scharo Umanim from Shumat Alishka Mechavalin Otal Maot Umanim Notim Otal Umanim Bescharan and then Chosvim Velokin Otal Mitrumah Chadasha. Why? Name Kedusha Shemem Leichan Alcha. I'm like, what do you ask me for? Nekitoret Ktoret Kabashani Ktoret. That's Kedusha Damimu. I'm asking you about the Lishkat Atzlaim, which is Kedushat Aguf.